From the Magic City, Miami Beach, Florida, welcome to Believe, wherever you are around the world. It's an honor to be with you. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you very, very much. Wow, it has been a wild ride. Has it been a wild ride for you? Has it been a wild ride for you and your journey towards success and your journey towards feeling happy? In your journey towards understanding the world and yourself and why we're here and how we can come together and how we can forgive ourselves and others, how we can make more money, how we can have true success, how we can grow our business, how we can be healthier, how we can see the positive in world news, how we can explore our universe and the things that exist out there. It's really, really phenomenal that you're here, because that's what we're going to help you to do. And you're helping us by just watching. Our website is believe.love, believeiTunes.com. Subscribe to our podcast. I welcome you. It's free. It's free. And of course, on YouTube, youtube.com/believeLovesYou, because I do love you. And you are the reason why I'm here. Everything goes back to me helping you. It's a great honor to help you in any way that I can. When I help you, I'm harmonized. When I really can tune in and focus on helping you out there in the world, wherever you are watching this, it actually brings out the best in me. It brings out the best in me. So it's a great honor to help you and touch you wherever you are. And we have a whole free archive of valuable content at believe.love that can help you. Go back and watch our videos. And listen for free, because I live for you. And we're in Miami Beach, Florida. We are building a studio. I am recording from it again. We've recorded a couple episodes, but this is just the beginning. We're gonna have a really, really cool looking set. And this isn't it right now. This is sort of the office part we're recording from. But you know what? In business and in life, you have to just take action. You have to just take action sometimes and just get things done and keep the ball rolling as you get things sort of perfected. And one thing I can tell you that I've mentioned in previous episodes, like Apple. Apple's the biggest company, I think, in the world, bigger than ExxonMobil. And so Apple, they come out with a version update on the iPhone, and it's never perfect. It's never perfect. And they have billions and billions of dollars riding on their services. And they'll come out with a software update, 10.3 or whatever, right? I love iPhones. And then it doesn't work. It doesn't work sometimes all the time, especially the big updates like version 9, version 10. So they always have to come out with one right away. And so that's what we're doing. I'm recording. I'm doing what I can, rocking it out, helping you. Email us, believe@believe.love. Let me help you personally. Please let me help you. Become one of our believers. What does that mean? I don't know. I just came up with it now. It means that you believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Start with that. You don't need to believe in anything else. I'm just a guy that's trying to bring out the best in you, if that's what you want to do. And I'm here to serve you. And that's what I want to do. I want to help you to believe in yourself. And that would make me very happy. That would make my life worth living. If you could believe in yourself more and more, and that will help me to forgive myself and others, to forgive anything in this world that seems crazy or harmful. And that will help me to just feel fulfilled personally. So thank you for just watching and being open to that. And that's all I want to do. And so we're going to build a company. We're going to help you to build your business. But we're going to talk about true success initially in this episode. And true success. And what is this? True success is really probably why you're here. These are the things that can help you to make more money if that's what you want to do. But it's a little bit different than the money and business category, where we go over some specifics related to money and business. True success, it works in tandem with that, because even if you have a lot of money, you might not feel successful and happy. And if you don't have a lot of money, you may also not feel happy and successful either, right? So, but what is true success? A lot of times, whether you go through the cycle of getting a lot of money and then not having it, or just having a lot of money and feeling like there's something missing, or you want to get to that point where you can really pay attention and execute what you want to execute in your life, and there's something holding you back, either you're failing, or you know, you think you're failing, or you're not getting the results you want from people, or things aren't quite working out the way you wanted them to, or something's going on. A lot of times it's this true success, sort of the tough things in your life that are the real issue. Because I can give you, you know what, I've given some great, I've had seven-figure businesses, I've given great free information at believe.love, and somebody can give you a list of 10 things to do. I can tell you right now how to create an online business. Go look at what's working and do it better. And figure out where they're getting their traffic, how much they're paying, what their products are, what their upsells are, every way they're marketing, and create something better or similar and execute it exactly how they're executing it and make it a little bit different and unique. There you go. Go do it. It's not so easy, even for me, and I know that's the formula. But that is the formula. I just gave it to you in like 30 seconds. Now, doing it is a different thing, because then, you know, our dog, you know, something, our dog gets sick, God forbid, right? And then they get better, and then our girlfriend is doing this, boyfriend, and then, you know, we can't find somebody to design the page, and we hire somebody that can, and then they go to Africa to help people, and they can't finish it, and then you have this and that. Okay, but sometimes you can get it all together, you get it moving, you get little victories, and you move forward. But true success can help us deal with all of those realities that can happen. And sometimes things just fall into place, right? They do. They can. We're going to help to have you in harmony so that no matter what happens, you can feel like you can do it. You're in harmony. That's what I want to be in. So all of those things that come up, things aren't happening perfectly, or you get this challenge and that challenge and everything else, you don't react well, you get scared, you have a lot of fear. Okay, you're in harmony, you're dealing with those things that come up, and then you can do whatever you want to do in life. Help people, make more money, be healthier, be nicer to people. That's what I want to do. Be more thankful, forgive ourselves and others. When somebody's not quite doing what they say, or there's something coming at you that's not perfect, but it's still pretty good, we can just let it, you know, we can deal with it better. We can improve, and we're all part of a harmonization process, I would say, on this planet. It's a larger process we're a part of, harmonization. And so that goes directly into this topic in terms of the category of true success. I want to talk to you about how to love the things we think we should hate. How to love the things we think we should hate. Why would that help you have true success? Because when we hate them, it feels like crap. And then when it feels like crap, you're not going to do what you need to do. You're just going to feel like crap, and you're going to hate the things you hate. And then you're not going to get done what you need to get done. Now, I think like we all have our limits and we all have brains. And what I mean by that is if you're trained to think that shaved head white men that have a little bit of muscle are like the devil, and that's how you grew up. And people, by the way, used to be programmed to think black people were bad. Now, my best friend growing up was black. One of my best friends, Jared, he's a doctor now, he's a great guy. But, so I didn't think that, but, you know, my father was born in the South, and he didn't think that either. He broke that cycle, right? But I'm sure friends and people he grew up with, or other things, you know, they were trained that way, right? So we have a brain, so if I give employees something to do and they're doing it a little bit different, you know, because I was grew up in football, I may have had a certain reaction, but, you know, so we have brains, and we're going to react how we're going to react initially, and we might be disappointed that that's how we react. We might be like, oh, you know, I'm not reacting correctly. Or we could also blame them, like, they're just doing a bad job. All of these things are okay. They're all okay. It's fine. Because you have a brain. So there's going to be things that come up. I could walk outside and I don't know what could happen because I'm noticing it now. When you notice it, when you come to terms, it's less scary. It's less scary when you become aware. Just you putting your attention on these things in a positive way, or just putting your energy on these possibilities, allows you to not be afraid of them and to work with them better. So really, I walk out this door after I film this episode, I could feel pretty good about anything that happens because that's what I'm thinking about now, and I'm putting my attention on that and energetically feeling that flow of being happy with all of it, being happy with all of it. And we just are working through things, right? So when we think about loving the things we think we should hate, it can help us because it can eliminate a lot of feelings that can prevent us from living our best life. And we do know that we are human. So anything that, you know, I have a friend going through a divorce, right? So even if she wants to do this, she has to get things tied up with that situation. I have some company that owes me money. We worked it out. They got to send the money back. If they don't send the money back, I mean, in the past, that could have made me mad. You know, it could have been like, I had to get that tied up. No matter if I record this episode about how to love things we should hate, I would still, in the past, I would be like, oh, well, I still have this tough situation. How do I love that? Because would I create an exception for that? But I'm going to tell you right now, no, I'm not going to create an exception. I think they sent the check. They owe us money. I think it's in the mailbox. If it isn't, I mean, you know, what am I going to do? Have an attorney? Thank God I have the money to get an attorney right now. $200, whatever it is. I think we have an attorney working with us now, actually. And it's nothing personal. It's just like they write a letter, you know, they try to get the money. That's it. That's the cost of doing business, you know. And I can say that because I have a little bit more money. I didn't always have money for an attorney and all that. But my point is, like, I don't need to give it all that energy of hatred. And it's a lot tougher, though, when you're working to survive. I'm going to say that. When you're working to survive, or you feel like somebody's messing with your religion, or is a demon, or I don't know, like some people think that about ISIS, or they think that about Trump or Obama or Hillary Clinton or whoever. It's just like, oh, well, I can't. Or Black Lives Matter, they get mad about that, or Black Lives Matter is mad at white people, or all this stuff. Okay, that's great. So who is the one person talking about everybody just loving each other? Well, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll be the person. Because I'm not perfect, and I've had a hell of a time doing it myself, but at least I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. Everybody, that's a program. You realize that's a program to be divided. It's not, there's people that are trying to divide us, and then there's things that are probably telling them to divide us, some beings or whatever, and I love them too. I know they're doing it. They're doing it to help us. Without the resistance, how would we'd just be like androids. We would come here, and we'd have nothing to do. If there was no resistance, and there was no winter, and there was no tough things coming at us, why would this place even exist? I guess we would just lay around. And I'm going to tell you like this. I came here from Michigan to Miami, Florida, and I went on the I went to the beach. I lived here for 10 years. Previously, I moved back here last year, 2016. When I first came here, I mean, it was like heaven. It's like heaven, literally. I mean, that's why I lived here. I moved here again. It's really like heaven. I have some good friends here now. I'm really honored, and I'm excited about that. And so basically, I got bored. Like you take paradise for granted. So if we came to this planet, we incarnated in this body, and I think we're either part of a pattern of energy and sound and vibration that's finding its way, or there's definitely something more to us than our physical body. I can definitely tell you that. I have 100% faith in that, and I had no idea. 15 years ago, I thought, well, there's a lot we don't know, and there still is, but we are definitely more than just our physical body, even though we all want to survive, and we don't want to lose our body, and that's okay. We don't want to, you know, just sort of, that's part of the fun, right? The survival part. But, so we're part of this pattern, or we may have chosen to come here. And without this winter, without these things to get in our way or to challenge us or whatever we might see, why would we even come here? Everything would just be perfect. We'd lay around and we might take it for granted. We might take it for granted, right? So it's a beautiful system in that way. It's only beautiful when we have the time to think about how it's beautiful. When we're just trying to survive, it can be much tougher to love what we think we should hate. But I'm going to tell you, there are different stories that you hear. There was a lady whose son got shot in a church, I think, in South Carolina or something, and she forgave the killer. I talked about forgiving the doctor that could have healed my brother, and there was a lawsuit when I was very little, and there was some, you know, it was like a malpractice lawsuit, and he could have been cured, and in a way I could have thought, oh, this doctor killed my brother, and I basically, you know, I forgave him. I forgive him now again, and there's multiple doctors, there's a couple, but that changed my whole life, and it gave me a lot of rage and anger, but it's a great gift, but it didn't feel like a gift, it felt like hell. And it caused me a lot of mistrust for what I thought God was. And I thought God was a guy in the sky that decided who was happy and sad and all this other stuff. And I forgive that. So those times can be tougher to love the things that we should hate, right? But if we can do this, if you can love Trump, if you can love Trump, and right now Trump is not doing what I think, what I voted for. I voted for Trump. It's not doing what I want either. We're rolling around with warships, and you know, he said that he loved war sometimes, but then he scaled it back. He said that he was going to, he became more like Ron Paul. We were only going to use the military when we needed it, and we're not going to get involved with Syria and wars. And so it's got to be tough to be president. I think there's a lot of things going on there. I know there are. But the bottom line is, you know, there's just so many competing agendas. It's almost impossible to be honest and be elected president. Obama wasn't, and neither was Bush. They all lie. It's like part of the job to lie. Like, because in a way, doing what you say you're going to do, if you don't do that, to me, that's a lie. I mean, we have to adjust almost. I don't think anybody's 100%. I'm pretty high, personally. Pretty high in terms of doing that. But even I'm not 100%. And then some people don't even view it as a lie. So I guess technically I've lied as well, right? I have. But you know, if I'm going to be 100% sort of strict on that, but I think we all want to do what we say we're going to do a little bit better, a lot better, hopefully. So some people just hate Trump, and some people hate the Democrats, and some people hate all this stuff. Okay, true success. Love what you hate. That's it. Love what you think you should hate. Whatever these demons you think you are, Satan or whoever. I'm not saying to be satanic. You don't have to be satanic to love Satan or whatever. It's like, okay, there's a lion. Are you going to go stick your head in the lion, in the thing? You know, are you going to put your arm there and see if the lion bites? Yeah, it's going to bite. It's probably going to eat you. You don't want to be eaten by the lion, but you can still love it. You might have to love it from 10 feet away, but you can love it. You know, you love it the best you can with energetic healing. You know, there are people that help lions. What are they, zookeepers? What is the word for a lion? A lion tamer, perhaps, right? I don't know, a lion keeper? I like lion tamer, but lion tamer is kind of a little bit mean, right? I don't know. They have a whip and stuff like that. So you don't have to be satanic to love, to send love to the darkest things you can think about. And, you know, a lot of this is a reflection of ourselves. You could think it's not and everything else, but we've all had very tough feelings. Nobody's perfect. I mean, we've all had feelings that come up that are like very potent anger and all that, right? I don't know anybody who's never had anger. I mean, either they're internalizing it so that it's suppressed, but there's some anger or something. You know, that's the nature of our world. But so let's love that. So when you put your attention on these things, in terms of how to love what you think you should hate, you simply put your attention on it and just let positive energy flow through you. And it, without the judgment and the, I guess, just hoping for the best for whatever it is, that it will unwind, it will harmonize as well. Whatever parts that are not harmonized will harmonize within that, that being, that person, that situation, that darkness, what we perceive as darkness, that it will harmonize and see the pure light that we're all from as well, and that we can do that as well, because we could do that better as well. We could become part of that light and realize that and harmonize ourselves as well. So as we help those to do that, we can feel that as well and let that flow through us, because I don't know that any of us are perfect. And so simply to put your attention on things is loving. Just with letting that positive energy flow. And if you can't be positive towards it, let it flow through you. That's really what Reiki is. I did a clip on Reiki, or which is really love or energy healing, Qigong. A lot of things are similar. And Jesus putting the hands on people and healing them. You just let the love flow through you. You set an intention and you literally just enjoy the love. And it goes and finds what it needs to find when you just set your intention and you just relax and let it flow through you for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And it sounds crazy, but just try it. Just try it. It's going to be hard. Sometimes people are like, that sounds good. I'm not going to do it. I have to sit there. Well, think about all the things we've done for 10 minutes. I mean, I've done a lot of weird things. Next time you're laying there, just relax and let it flow through you. You don't really have to do anything. Just intend and let it flow. Think about something good, the feeling of something good, and make an intention for the universal love to flow through you and let it flow through you to whatever is out there. Now, really what ends up happening is that we can do that when we have some space, right? And then what about those things that just come up and pop up to us? Like, I don't know, if somebody bombed our house, like, it's going to be hard. Like, we're going to be like, people are going to want to fight. I mean, the craziest situations, right? Like, your reaction might not be like, oh, I need to love that person. They just bombed my house. Like, you're going to be probably crushed and things like that. Okay, but let's think about the worst case scenarios. So I would say that as we continue this process, the opportunity, it might become easier to love more and more things that happen that we usually would have gotten really ticked off at. We're going to gradually move towards being happy with everything, no matter what it is. And when we can do that as an entire world population, we're going to change. And everything can change. In prisons, instead of putting people in cells, we're going to love them more. Because we're not going to see ourselves as that we are, you know, we're going to see ourselves as part of a harmonization process. You're not just this life. You're not just living this life. You're part of a process, probably, towards harmonization. And as much as I can say this, doing this would be tough for me too. I'm just trying to help with things that have come to me, and I'm talking about it too to help myself to become happier with what I would call curveballs as well, which are things that come at you that you're not expecting, and how to be happy with that and love what you might hate. You know, somebody bombs your house, I mean, some crazy stuff to your family or whatever. Those are the people that I admire. They can forgive those people. That is tough. And to do it immediately can be very tough as well. So, but I'm going to give you an example for me. As I'm continuing to do this, and I've had some tough things happen with some business things that weren't perfect. You know, I was just trying to do to help the community I talked about on a previous episode. And I had a couple employees just bail on me, right? Because things change and they, you know, it's okay. But, and I actually, like, it's all good. It's all good. I was thankful because you know what? Because I felt good. I felt good. And I'm thankful to the people that helped me to feel good and me helping myself feel good. And then it's like, yeah, in the past, I may have had certain feelings if that situation happened. But I didn't even really skip a beat. So my point is, this is a process. So you focus your attention on things, it will harmonize those things. As you focus your attention, let it flow through you, let love flow through you if you'd like, and just allow yourself the process of just thinking about loving things that would have been tough before and doing better and better and better. And it might take some time, but you can do it. Just allow it to sort of unwrap within yourself, and you'll notice over time, and it doesn't have to be perfect. I want to tell you that because I've been worried about that too. This has been a process for me of years. And anytime you put yourself in a new situation where you're out of your comfort zone, it may be tougher initially. You know what I mean? Is you're doing really good and then you try something you've been fearing or whatever, and all of a sudden all these feelings come up that you aren't, but that's good. That's part of the growth. But you know, step by step, you don't have to go crazy with that. So it's a process for you. It's a process. And you're going to find that it doesn't have to be a linear path to perfection, but over time you can gradually improve, and you're better and better and better gradually. So before, where you may have cussed at somebody, now you just say that you have to step away, right? That's an improvement. You should be proud of yourself. And you do that more and more and more. And I can tell you, I have changed tremendously, even though I'm still not perfect. I have had unbelievable changes. Now, to some people, they still might think, oh, well, that's, he has a lot of strong energy or whatever they might think. But I know where I'm coming from, and I've made a lot of changes, and I'm proud of that. And I have to remember, instead of being down on myself, I have to, because I could be guilty and feel guilty. I have to remember how much I've grown just to get to this point. And you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing no matter where you are. That's how you love what you think you should hate. And why is this something that relates to true success? Because think about if everybody did this. Just think about it. Everybody. You know, our entire world and all the media and everything else is based right now around choosing sides and blaming people. Think about if all of that stopped. All of it. Just think about it. Think about if our entire code was rewritten. That we were going to release technologies and forgive people for hiding them. So there would be no more poverty. So a lot of the conflicts we had would go away because we're not fighting over money anymore. So we have free energy that Nikola Tesla was working on. The courts would completely change. We wouldn't be fighting over money anymore. Somebody does something, you forgive them and move on. And everybody starts doing that. Why would people harm anybody? There's really no advantage to it. Doesn't even make sense. Yeah, maybe there's some elements that want that. We forgive them too. We identify them. I can tell you that there probably are. Probably are. And you know what? I love them too. I love them too. Send love to them. We become more aware of everything. Become more aware of everything. Think about if our entire paradigm changed in this world. So those are some ideas to begin to love things that you think you should hate. It's a process. Write us and let us know how you did it. Or leave a comment. believe@believe.love is our email, or comment on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou, or believe.love. And I'd love to hear what you think. And in our next segment here, we're going to talk about our universe. And this really relates to some things I was just talking about in our previous segment on loving things that we think we should hate, and sort of the what everything would be like if we continued to transform. And if everybody just started loving what they think they should hate instead of blaming and finding out who's wrong, and we release technology that was free energy that could be hidden right now. In my opinion, it has been. Anti-gravity probably has been hidden in a way, and with anti-gravity is free energy, and it would change the world economy and all of this stuff. But you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. It's easier for me to say I don't run an oil company, or I'm not involved with the military. And those are the two things that are probably, you know, it's the biggest industry in the world. So there's going to be some resistance there, right? But over time, this can happen, and we can love those people, and we can work with them to show them how we can transition, or to invite them in, or to understand their problems and understand the fears, and to become more transparent so we can make this happen. And we talk about our universe and these things. Well, people think that this might sound crazy, but NASA just came out with a report on Bloomberg and independent.co.uk, which is from the UK. But there's a report that just came out. NASA says that a moon and Saturn could support alien life. NASA, the official government space agency. This is an unbelievable revelation, because in my opinion, based on everything I've heard from thousands of hours of study and different military personnel and things of that nature, that NASA is just the the Front organization. And then there's been a lot of unacknowledged special programs going on in the background. Some people say the secret space program and things like that. And let's just say there's been a lot of things the government has hidden. That's just the way it's gone. And that's true. That's a fact. It's just the degree of what they've hidden, right? And some of it they've spent for our security, they've said, and maybe it has, maybe it hasn't, but they've definitely said that it has been, and I'm sure there's a lot of good intention, and maybe some of it hasn't been good intention. And that's okay as well. Well, that's okay as well. We can love that too. But the bottom line is, when we're talking about these technologies that are hidden and things like that, this is one of the biggest stories that's become public and mainstream in years. Think about this. A moon of Saturn could support possibly alien life. And NASA is officially saying that. They haven't even been able to say that there are aliens and all this stuff. Let me just tell you something, because this is just the bottom line. And I've been talking about this for months before any of these reports have come out. There have been, and I'm not the only one, there have been aliens here for millions of years. Millions or billions, potentially. It's highly likely. Highly likely. And we are aliens. You know, we're beings that, there's so much more to our story than we think or have been told. And there are people that know a lot more than we are taught in school. And they know it to be true. And even what they know to be true could be, even what I know to be true, it's not that it needs to be 100% accurate. The point is, there's a lot more going on than what we think and what we've been told. And now NASA is publicly saying there could be alien life in our solar system on a moon of Saturn. It's unbelievable. I'm going to tell you something. There are oceans inside moons, I think, of Saturn. And you can look up these stories. The CIA was doing a remote viewing on Mars a million years ago with a civilization that lived on Mars. And that's, we had that document posted on our website, believe.love. We did a story on Our Universe, in the Our Universe category, on the CIA's remote viewing program, and that document specifically, and that was in 1984. I mean, there's so much we haven't been told, and they are going to tell us that there is alien life. They've been rolling it out. Now there are seven planets they're talking about that can are Earth-like planets in some galaxy or solar system. You know, they've come out with publicly, they're talking about there's water probably on Mars. We've been lied to, lying is a tough word. People don't like lying, but for whatever reason, we haven't been told the whole truth. Maybe it's for people's protection. And you know what? To me, it's a lie. And you know what? I guess I've lied about things. I'm not 100% accurate, so I forgive myself. I forgive them. And we're just doing the best we can to become more honest, right? To become more honest. But alien life on a moon of Saturn, potentially, or just them saying that it's even possible, is a huge revelation. It's a huge revelation, because before we have people that are saying aliens might not even exist, and I mean, how do we know that they're out there? Where are they? And all this stuff. You can't see everything. We can't see. Dogs can't see colors. Does that mean color's not real? Because dogs can't see it. We're not the only. There's a lot. Just imagine what's possible. It's all out there. It's all out there. It's all out there. So this is a beautiful revelation. This is a beautiful revelation. We'll have links up at believe.love. You can look at the stories on Bloomberg and The Independent. And I think it's all over by now. But I think everybody needs to know about this. And the reason why is because how are aliens getting around? Well, with an energy source that is from the ether that Tesla was working on. And if they're getting around like that, and they're really, when you're actually moving through time when you can move that quickly. And time is not real. Einstein proved that. Time is relative. We're living on a timeline, but that's not, time is a, it's space-time, he said, is like a fluid. Time can be bent, it can be, everything is not how it seems, and it's going to come to light more and more and more, and we just have to be ready for it and embrace it, I think, and it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. And that means you can send love to yourself in the past and events in the past and in the future as well, and you can feel those events, and you can send different energy to it and loosen it up or harmonize those events in the future and the past. And we can do that as a people. We can affect those things. And we're energetic beings in these bodies, and there's so much that's possible. And free energy means an end to poverty, an end to control, or let me put it this way, in a positive light, helping the people that think they need to be in control open up to other possibilities, and to love them as well, and to just open ourselves up to new realities, and forgiving the beings or things that may have hidden this from us, and they may be, have experimented on us, they may be studying us for our emotions, and they may be, and you know what? We could be mad at them, but what are we doing to chickens that we put in coops? And what are we doing to mice? We kill them. We kill chimpanzees, and we that's the reality. Are we any better? Are we any better than that? And we do it for the good of humanity. They're just animals. But listen, if we're not the smartest thing out there, and I have a feeling that we're not, are they? You know, were they doing anything differently? Are they good people? Are they good people? Because you. People that eat meat, I think, are good people. And I'm vegan for 4 years, but I ate a lot of meat. I probably killed thousands of animals over 31 years before I was vegan. Am I a good person? I try to be. Are these aliens or beings good beings that were studying us for our emotions and maybe not telling us and keeping us in the dark and suppressing things? Well, I mean, what's the definition of good? I mean, it is what it is, and we can forgive them and move on and continue to help them as well. Work through life and learning and things like that, and emotions and achieving greater possibilities through consciousness and all this we're living in now. So alien life and free energy and moving above light speed, and really, I think that means moving through time, and all of these possibilities, it completely changes the world and everything that you think you're worrying about right now. Everything. And it's a great, it's of great importance. It's, if, you know, the more that comes out, and it's probably going to be limited, it is being limited. What's being released is very limited, but it means a complete shift of everything that we think we should worry about, and everything, our entire reality can become different with this. An end to poverty. Free energy means an end to poverty. Replicators that can replicate things like 3D printers, but better. Well, that means everything that you want, you can have. And it's a freeing of our consciousness and our abilities. And I think there are ways to organize and to love the people that are grasping for control and the beings that might be telling them to do that. And they're maybe they're getting getting something with that energy, and that's okay. That's what they were made to do, and we can love them just like people in the past were made to kill animals, and that's, you know, we think that the animals were made for us and everything. Okay, well, that doesn't have to be like it is going forward either, right? But that's what we think we're made to do too. But I changed in that category, and I'm still alive, and I'm still a man and everything else. So these beings can be freed and assisted. You know, we can assist a lion. We don't have to stick our hand in the cage to assist a lion, right? So there's so much that's possible. So this is an amazing story. I'd love you to share it with everybody. Comment as well. Comment believe@believe.love. Email me your thoughts and comment at believe.love. That's our website, believe.love. And listen, subscribe on iTunes, believeiTunes.com, believeAndroid.com for Android users. And again, join us on YouTube, youtube.com/believeLovesYou. Again, I'm Nicholas Upchurch. We're going to build this positive network. We're going to open things up. We're going to help as much as we can. I live for you. Interact with me personally. Let me help you. It would be an honor no matter where you are in the world to help you. So we're going to help you with money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And it's an honor to serve you. Thank you for joining me on Believe.